country, through the country, in my old gray car. These worn out tires won't make the miles, but hell, don't live that far. Through the country, won't you please get off my tail? I'm driving slow, so maybe I might find a house for sale. If the radio station fades, I'll have to stop and let the guitar play. These roads and drinking beer, but not no more, cause it's for sure that the law will interfere. And there's a rookie deputy, like nothing better than to take your keys. Drive down that old gravel road I've never been before, and ride around on back to town and find a country store. A cup of coffee would be nice, maybe get a piece of homemade pie. Look here, country people, don't you know what all you've got? Or do you spend your Sundays sitting in a Walmart parking lot? Come on, let's take a ride. Let us all feel satisfied. Through the country, in my old gray car. These worn out tires won't make the miles, but help no live that far. Through the country, won't you please get off my tail? I'm driving slow, so maybe I might find a house for sale. If the radio station fades, we'll have to stop and let the guitar play.
Thank you.
Cliff, you got one for us here?
Yeah, you know, I always loved, like Jack was talking about, the finger picking. And Towns Van Zandt was always one of the artists that I thought Merle picked so well. And if Doc might sing this, but before we get to that, I'd just like to say this year is especially nice. Yesterday in the Walker Center, for you, those of you that were at the show, and seeing the Frosty Morn Band, and seeing Michael's daughter, Kellen, and Joe's son, Justin. And the fact that I'm sitting here next to Richard Watson. You know, it just means so much to us from the time that we were growing up and literally growing up on the road. We were their age. And to have all of our children, with my two kids are here, with us here, means so much to us. And the fact that this festival, for a long time, was one of the only things we had in common. They love coming here, and you know how it is. Until kids are 21 years old, they think you're stupid. So...
Well, mine's right.
I'd like to, I guess it's a time for me to point out that when Ralph Lindsley decided that Doc needed a booking agent back in 1964, it was my dad that got involved. We lost him a few years ago, and we miss him very much. And I've been feeling real honored to carry that on. And, of course, my son, Matt, is doing a lot of the booking now as well. And just keeps on keeping on. Let's see what we can all contribute to that part of the circle. So what do you got for us, guys?
Do If I Needed You. Joe and I think you're going to kick it off, and Doc, if you'd do us the pleasure of singing this one.